The Fox Hunters and the Earl's Chair for start. Okay. And that's, I put the keys down, I think. G to D. Here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, I wasn't sure if I actually started that a little too fast, but you guys can let me know overall what you think. Good to see everybody here. Thanks for coming and joining again. So we're up to 72. Let me see who we're missing here. Mickey! Mickey, you're killing me with that shortbread, Mickey. I ate half the box last night.
Oh. Oh. Did you share some with Jan?
Two. She got two.
That's all I needed.
That's all she needed. I'm looking forward to the... You know, it was funny. I was just talking to somebody about Christmas pudding, like, the day before. And then it came in the mail. So I'm really excited. I get to have Christmas pudding this year. So I'm not going to stick my thumb in it, though. So let me see who else we got here. So that's not Claire. Is that Claire? How are you? Yep, I'm saying hello.
Are you talking to me, Lynn Kerrigan?
No, I was talking to Claire, but I'll talk to you too, Lynn. How you doing, Lynn?
I'll just say hello, sir.
Where are you from, Lynn?
Sorry, new computer. Took me a long time to get on.
What's that, Jan?
Lynn's from Vashon. Lynn, hi.
Yeah. Hi, Karen. Hi, Jan.
Craig, how you doing? Tom, how are you? Just put it. I have one there too, but no. All right. Let me see what we got going on here.
Are you actually reading the chat today, John?
What was that?
Are you reading the chat today?
I am, yeah.
Oh, good.
Sorry, yeah. Richard.
Yeah, people are wanting things a little bit slower.
Yeah. I realized it was kind of hard for me to slow it down once I started. But all right, so let's do it. I got to let Richard know what we're going to do next. Let's do Pipe on the Hob and the Cliffs of Moher. So Pipe on the Hob I think I got it from Joe Burke. And I'm going to have a sip of my tea here. So Richard compliments me every week with an email about my timing, and then today I start off too fast. So I'm sorry, Richard. So I won't do it again. Oh, I meant to put this light on. I don't know. I don't want to scare anybody, because I didn't shave. But, oh my God, that's a little too bright. Let me see. No, I don't like that either. Maybe that's better. I don't know if that even works.
Are you trying to spotlight Jan?
Yeah. All right. So Pipe on the Hob and the Cliffs of Moher. guessing that was too slow, huh? Say you can't win for losing.
If you take a look at the comments, there's a whole lot of feedback in there.
Oh, yeah. I'm afraid.
Even though I know it's not a lot. If you can flip it up just slightly, that'd be great.
Right. Art, did you want to say something, Art? I can't hear you. You're muted.
No, I wouldn't say anything. That was fine.
No.
Sounded good to me.
I was talking to Art.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, shut up.
All right. Art, what are you saying? You got to unmute.
Right. Nope. Okay, there we go. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, I was using the space bar, but I guess it didn't work. I was just going to say, you're not going to please everybody.
Well, we've done okay so far after, 8 weeks or whatever it is. So I'm sure I'll get back in the groove and we'll do the best we can to make it.
Just speaking for myself, I mean, you've been playing tunes at a variety of tempos, and I get something good out of every single one of them.
Well,
so
thank you.
I'm very happy with it.
Okay. Well, I'll...
John, your phrasing at any speed is just right, and the tune is fine. I mean, it's...
Thank you, Yvette. Yvette, keep your eye open for the mail, okay?
Oh, okay. Hey, did I send you the right amount, though? I was wondering.
You did. About that. We're all good.
Oh. Okay, great.
Keep your eye open for the mail.
Okay.
All right, everybody. So let's make it easy on me, and we'll do The Boys of Blue Hill and The Harvest Home. Maybe I can find the right tempo for that one. And that's, I think, all in one key, D&D. That's our favorite key change, I think.
I think Art was right on the nose when he said you can't please everyone. I think if you play the tempos that make you relaxed and happy, that some or most of us will go along with you.
Okay. All right. Well, I want everybody to enjoy it too, you know. So, I mean, I can play any number of tempos. But I want to find the right one that works for most everybody. Okay. Here we go. The Boys of Blue Hill and The Harvest Home.
Thank you.
That was better for you guys. So I love those old hornpipes, you know. I have an interesting story I tell at my gigs. So some of you may have heard this story, but when I was I went back to England to see my folks, and we went to my friend had a pub. He doesn't have it anymore, but he had the pub, and I would always play at his pub. Even growing up, I played at his pubs growing up. And there was a really well-known accordion player. I won't say who it is. He was only 14, I think, 13 or 14 at the time. And we're playing away, and then some fella came up, and he was three sheets to the wind, you know. He had a few too many. And he's like, "Can you play the way to Blue Hill?" And he's staggering across the room, you know. And the young kid said, "No." And I looked at him, and I said, "We're going to play the Boys of Blue Hill. It's 2.5 minutes of your time. It's a great tune." And so we played it, and the old fella had a great, he was so happy. And he went dancing across the floor, staggering and dancing across the floor. "Thanks, lads," you know. So, you know, these old tunes are great, you know. I've been playing this for 50 bloody years. It's the Boys of Blue Hill. Never give up on the old tunes, you know. Some people get too highfalutin when it comes to tunes sometimes, you know. They're all good. It's a matter of how you play them. So, anyway. All right, so let's go back to some reels. We'll do the, let's do the concert reel into, what?
Well, I just wanted, before I have to go.
Yeah, but you don't have to go yet, right?
Yeah, 20 minutes.
Oh, 20 minutes, okay.
So my jig set before we end.
Yeah, well, so we'll do the concert reel into Miss Monahan's. I got the concert reel from Patty O'Brien, and I played this tune in my very first All-Ireland Championship back in 1971. Yeah, I played this reel and the cuckoo hornpipes in it. So. And then. All right, here we go. 3, 4. Thank you. was that? Was that better?
That was good, John.
I love Miss Monaghan. Is one of my. I used to play Miss Monaghan with Lucy Farr all the time. She loved that tune, so and a lovely lady. So, Charles, how are you?
I'm doing good, John. We're getting dumped on. We're going to be getting about 18 inches of snow here.
I was just going to ask you.
Boy.
You're getting a lot of snow, huh?
Yeah. Charles. I bet you don't.
Yeah.
No reason you should.
I've covered plenty of snow in my life.
My sledding days are over.
How you doing, Tim? Good to see you. Benita. Let me see. Kathy, how are you? You made it back. Lovely to see you. Nancy, you made it. How are you? You got to unmute, Nancy.
I'm good.
How you been?
No snow here in Portland.
No snow here either.
Hi, Nancy. Oh, my gosh.
Hi, Jen.
So I've known Nancy. I've known Nancy for a long time, and we haven't seen each other that much, but she did a lovely house concert for us last year, and she cooked an amazing salmon meal for us, too, which is was great. And how's that workshop? I'm still jealous of that workshop, your husband.
Oh, it's fine. Mike's out there making guitarists like crazy. Yeah.
Wonderful guitar maker. So, yeah. Anyway, and so Nancy, you were on the East Coast, right?
I grew up in New York City. Yeah. So that's where we met when you came over. Yeah.
That's where we met when I first came over here. So it was 40 years ago. So, but so we were both smart. We were both smart, Nancy. We moved to the Northwest. Sorry, everybody.
John, this is Kathy. I just am so thrilled to hear you're playing.
It's Kathy.
Melodic and melodious. Hi, Lisa. I'm loving it.
Thank you, Kathy. We're delighted to have you here. So, all right, we're going to keep going. All right. Carmel, how are you? I don't think I said hello to you yet.
And, I'm good, John. Nice to be here.
The Rogers Pod, I didn't say hello to you guys yet either, I don't think. And, all right, so Jan, I have to do Jan's jigs because she's got to go do her Buddha thing. And so she's going to be leaving us.
I'll be working with Andrew if you don't.
She needs Buddha to deal with me, let me tell you. So we're going to do the Made on the Green set. Made on the Green, Patio Rafferty, and the Leitrim Jig. I recorded them on my, I think it was my Come to Dance CD. Either Come to Dance or Celtic Roots, I can't remember. So, and just while Richard and Connie are getting the thing together and maybe some of the others, don't forget, I know some of you have signed up for Saturday, but if you're still interested, we have plenty of room for Kevin Burke this Saturday on the Master Session. I think it's going to be great. Kevin, if you've never seen him in concert solo, he's definitely a treat. And to be able to get to play with him is even better. He's such a great guy. And very funny, by the way. Really funny guy. So, we certainly hope that some of you can join us. And like I say every week, if you can't join us, please share it. Share the information, because that's really the only way that we're going to get it out there for people to know about it, is by sharing it, like some of you do with the slow session. Michael shares the slow session a lot since we started, and he's brought a lot of people to the table. So, well, we never quite made 80 yet. Today, Michael, but well, 76 were not too bad. So, and also I think somebody put up the tip jar thing there. You know, this is free, but some people like to tip, so I just throw it out there. There's no pressure from me on that end of things. So, all right, so we're doing the Made on the Green, three great tunes, so here we go. Three, four.
Thank you. Thank you.
See that some of you are saying that you know that as the Haunted House, but I've always known it as the Leitrim Jigs. But
I think it's a Vincent Broderick tune.
Who's that?
I think. Oh, it's Alina talking. I think it's a Vincent Broderick tune, the Haunted House.
Yeah, I think it is as well. Yeah,
it is a Broderick tune.
I vote for that too.
It is a what? Alina, I couldn't really hear you very well.
Oh, sorry. It's a Vincent Broderick tune.
Oh,
called Haunted House.
Haunted House, yeah.
So is this the Haunted House as well, or is this the Leitrim Jig?
It's the Haunted House. It has another name, but
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Haunted House, yeah.
Okay.
It showed up as Old Leitrim or the Haunted House.
Old Leitrim. I meant yes, Old Leitrim Jig. Yeah.
So it has both names.
Right, that's what I have on my CD, the Old Leitrim Jig. So I don't know who I got it from, but I know I didn't come up with the name because I can't remember anything.
Great tune, I love that one.
Story of my bloody life. So,
but is Jan happy about them?
Oh, Jan is very happy.
I'm very happy, and now I can go meditate with my headphones on.
I get to sleep in the same room tonight now.
We'll
send you to the trailer. Consider myself lucky that I get to sleep in the same house. So, let me see now. What are we going to do? Let's slow it down a little bit. A little bit more. So let's do the. You want to do Madam Maxwell, or would you prefer to do one of the other O'Carolans? I think I had them written up because I can't remember. Jan, don't go away yet. Oh, no, I have Fanny Power here.
I went to Madam Maxwell.
Madam Maxwell.
Madam Maxwell.
I recorded Madam Maxwell on my From the Heart CD back in the 1990s, and I had Jerry O'Sullivan did it, and I did a little counterpoint to it, but it's kind of hard to do if we're not in the same room, but... If a few of us get together, I'll do the little counterpoint that I did. So it's kind of very Baroque-ish, you know, that Madam Maxwell tune. So it's a really beautiful piece of music. So here we go.
Thank you.
So let me just give you an idea of the tempo that should be played at, just so you have an idea, because it's actually not much faster played at regular speed, but it is more of a Baroque tune that O'Carolan wrote than some of the other stuff that he's done. So it's a... Anyway, so that'll give you an idea of what the proper speed should be for that tune. It's not really good to play that really too slow, you know. It's, in a slow session is one thing, but in general, if you can learn it and just play it just a little bit faster, it's better. So, all right, I guess we'll go back to reels. So we're going to do... I got this tune in there for Lisa, this Bear Island. I got to give Lisa a chance to get set up. So let me take a quick look. I have good news. I don't know, maybe you're interested, maybe you're not, I don't know. So if you have been following me, following my writings and stuff on the Facebook page and everything, Boxing Day happens to be a Saturday this year, and of course I'm doing the master session every Saturday right through, so far I'm booked right through the end of January, so I just confirmed today, so we're going to do boxes on Boxing Day, and there's going to be a few more surprises, but I confirmed Phil Cunningham today, so myself and Phil button box and piano accordion, Scottish music and Irish music for Boxing Day for the Christmas. I think it's going to be great.
That's going to be amazing.
I got a couple of messages into Ireland. I won't say who. And so we'll see what pops up. But I just wanted to throw that out there because I just confirmed it with Phil right before we started this evening. So I've known Phil a long, long time. So I'm really excited that he's going to do this together. And I was good friends with Phil and Johnny. The very first time I met Silly Wizard, for those of you who don't know, they had a band called Silly Wizard, and they came to New York, their first tour. And I went to the gig, and we ended up at a bar called The Real McCoy. It's not there anymore. It's been gone for a few years, but... So we had our instruments in it, and the guys came, but they didn't have it. They didn't bring in any instruments, so they actually ended up borrowing instruments. So we had this jam session the first night we ever met. Johnny set his hair on fire drinking flaming sambucas, and I ended up breakdancing with the accordion on about 5 in the morning. Andy Stewart borrowed a banjo, and they all played. Myself and Eileen Ivers and Jerry O'Sullivan and a couple more people. So we had a really great night, the very first night. So a couple of weeks later, I got home from a gig about 3 in the morning. And so finally put my head on the pillow and going to sleep, and the phone rings. And I said, who the heck could be calling me 3:30, 4 o'clock in the bloody morning? And I'm just so mad because I just fell asleep. And I pick up the phone and he's, oh, hello, is that breakdance Johnny Whelan there? Click. it was Phil Cunningham. go ahead.
Could you just elaborate on the breakdancing with the accordion strapped?
You want me to show you?
Yeah,
please, yeah.
Save it for Boxing Day.
I think I'll save it for when I have a few whiskeys in me.
So is that when you started having back problems, John?
Yeah. Actually, you know what? It's a sad story, but this is a true story also, because Phil remembered it very succinctly. We did the Tuna Festival in Denmark. And so Phil was there. Oh, it's an amazing festival if you ever get a chance to go. Tondor, spelled T-O-N-D-O-R. And anyway, so we're having the big finale, and I'm moonwalking with the accordion on, and they had these big, huge, thick cables going along the stage. And I backed into one of them, and I lost my balance. So as I was falling backwards, I tried to correct myself by jerking forward, because I had the big Palsoprani, which was a lot bigger than this thing. And so when I jerked forward, that's when my back went out. And so they laid me out. God bless them. Brian McNeil and his wife were taking care of me. And then here I am. I'm laying at the back of the stage waiting for an ambulance to take me to the hospital. And I'm crying with the pain. And Phil walks over and he goes, "Look, John is fairly serious," he says. "There's men in white coats coming to take you away." So I start laughing and crying at the same time. But that's Phil, you know, Phil. When I wrote Trip to Sky was when I went to visit Phil on the Isle of Skye. And we had a great time. And I won't tell that story. I tell it at some of my gigs, the story about how Trip to Sky came about. But I never forget, it was Christmas, and they had the family-run hotel there, and it was closed for Christmas. They didn't have any guests. But Phil got a trap for clay pigeon shooting. And so we went out Christmas Day, and he set up his trap, and we're shooting. I got photos of first time I ever had a gun in my hand in my life, and the last time I had a gun in my hand. And so I actually hit, I couldn't believe it, I actually hit two clay pigeons with this thing. But, you know, Phil is so good at so many things. He ended up becoming almost a champion. He said he was really, really close to becoming champion of Scotland in clay pigeon shooting. That's the kind of person he is. You know, he's got to be the best at everything, you know. So anyway. Hope you can make it past the word around Boxing Day. Boxes on Boxing Day. All right, so I digress. I apologize. So let's go back to hornpipes then. Oh, The Rights of Man. How about that? Everybody loves The Rights of Man. And the home rule.
Wait, that? You promised Bear Island.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, Bear Island. Sorry, Lisa.
No, it's okay. I can wait. I'll just suffer quietly over here.
No, let's do it. I announced it already. Let's do it. No, we'll do it. I'm sorry. I got sidetracked and got carried away there, and now I can't. What are we doing it with? Now I can't find my blood. Oh, here it is. The Bear Island into the humours of Ballycarron. So, I got this from the great Finbar Dwyer, of course. Wrote this, I think. Richard did, his brother. And then let me just say this, a lot of times, you know, there are certain sets that you put together in every session, like the Todd Bolton set and that kind of stuff, because everybody knows those sets. Fox Hunters, a lot of times I do it in G&A. When I'm doing sessions, I really try to do different tunes. I don't do the same tune with every setting every time, you know. So I think if you're doing, because it becomes too familiar then, you know, it becomes too repetitive, and then it makes the set fresh, if that makes any sense, you know. So if you're at a session, you're doing stuff, and you say, oh, I do this, this, and this. I do this all the time. Change it up. Put the first tune with a different tune, or the second tune with another tune. So, just a little. Okay, 3, 4. Thank you.
Thank you.
that you went well together. It went better together than I thought. But that Bear Island is a great tune. It's kind of a tricky tune, so it's not. It's a very good box tune, of course. The last one, Karen, was the Humours of Ballyconnell. So great tune. What were you saying, Sharon? I'm looking at your chat.
I was just saying hi to. I was just typing to someone I hadn't seen in a while.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't a shout out to everybody. But I will say I was just thinking about that Humours of Ballyconnell this week and thinking I really need to nail that. So that was great that you played it.
It's a great tune.
You know?
So.
And John, I love hearing your the ornamentation you use on it. It's really very beautiful. It's part of the fun of this is listening to how you elaborate on the tune.
Well, you know, I talked about this before. I talk about it with my students too. That you know, you can vary the tune without actually doing variations, just by changing your ornaments around or where you put them. And you know, a lot of times I'll do an octave note in there, like I did on some of these the last couple of tunes, and it just adds something different every time you play it. You know, and that's really the beauty about Irish music, isn't it? That's the subtlety of the music. When you listen to a recording, you have to listen more than once. You have no idea, especially, you know, the people, you know, that you buy the records for, like O.G. McDermott and people like that. Every time they play it, it's a little bit different the next time around. And Martin Hayes, for sure, does that kind of stuff, you know. And yeah. That's what really makes the music so much fun. I do think some of the younger kids kind of go way too far off of the main melody sometimes, you know. But I think that's a generation thing, you know. I think they like that. The young kids today are much more knowledgeable, musically speaking, you know, theory and all that stuff. I don't have any theory. My theory is just play the melody. That's what my theory is. So I'm just a dumb accordion player. That's about as my speed when it comes to playing tunes, you know. I don't feel like I have to be too dramatic with them, you know.
I totally agree with you on the way some people just completely change the melody. Like I actually don't like Mariah Carey's singing because she's just all over the place. Like just stick to the melody sometimes.
Right. Right. Well, like, yeah, that's, I guess, true in all genres of music, isn't it? You know, I don't know a lot about other ethnic music, really, to be honest with you, and a little bit of old timey and stuff, but I know nothing about bluegrass. So I wouldn't even know, but I'm sure it's the same, you know, some of these young guns.
Bluegrass is all over the place.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like, I've actually played in bluegrass where there's one particular fella, he's a very good fiddler, but he will actually start playing an Irish tune in his little break. And I'm like, oh, you just started doing King of the Fairies. What's going on?
That's pretty tough. In
a completely different tune.
Right. Since we're talking about tradition or, you know, playing tunes straight, one of the interesting comments that we heard, we were at a private home session in Milltown with John Joe, who's probably 84 now, and a fiddler and a number of local people, farmer. And there was an American, you know, there were only, what, eight of us there, but there was American who is starting a tune and a set of tunes. And Eamon turned to them after they were done and said, you know, that set isn't, this is the set that's our set. Why do you want to change our story? It's our Irish story, the sets that we put together.
Right.
And I thought, wow, that's a really personal way to think about those old time sets, even though we all, like you said, John, want to try new things. But to them in that moment, he was saying, you know, this is our story, and why are you trying to change our story? It was just profound to me.
Right. I think it makes a lot of sense, too, you know, because music is so personal, isn't it, in a lot of ways. You know?
Yeah, and it's kind of like playing the tunes the traditional way. Playing the sets is a component of it.
Right.
Not all. I mean, of course you can't always or don't want to do it always, but.
Well, you know, that's also the problem with that kind of stuff is it can be regional too. So I think a lot of the, you know, the Michael Coleman stuff, that stuff, they became, like I said, the Tom Bolton set was, that's the Tom Bolton set because that's the way Michael Coleman recorded it. He actually recorded it twice, I believe, in 1920 and then 1940. I have the 1940 versions on 78 here, which I'm really happy to have. So you have sets like that, but, you know, generic kind of tunes, you know, I don't think, as an example, the Maybe Behind the Bar is in a set with anything else. So, you know, I'll play that with other tunes all the time. I won't, like, so put it with another tune and stick to that set of tunes. But I like to play, stick to the melodies. Like, you know, I'm guilty of, you know, if you know my career, you know that I've branched out and I've done other things, but you can't beat the trad. So, you know, I tell a lot of these young people, like Haley and Pat Mangan and all these people, secure your legacy in traditional music first before you go off and do crazy shit, you know? And I have nothing against doing the crazy stuff, but, you know, you want to be remembered in the tradition. You've got to play traditional music, you know? You've got to play the tunes as they're written and solidify your base in the traditional community before you go off and do anything else. So I'd like to think that's what I did, you know, with my career, that I'm recognized wherever I go as a good trad box player, you know? And like anything else, it's debatable, you know, who's the best and who's not. You know, we're all, there's great box players, great fiddle players, great pipers, you know, and we all have our favorite. So, all right, enough chatting, although we've got plenty of time. Let's do the, I'm thinking of, the Rights of Man and the Home Ruler we were going to do, right? Now, I know these tunes, but I have to print the music out because I forget how to start them. I say that every week. Okay. Let's do, actually, you know what? If you wouldn't mind, let's do the Home Ruler first. I think it'll be a nicer change, actually. I should have thought about that when I wrote it down, but. All right, so we'll do the Home Ruler in. Right?
Bye.
more time. Tune. Those tunes don't get played enough at sessions.
I have a funny story about variations.
Okay.
I'm mostly a Scandinavian fiddler and just beginning to do Irish, but back in the early 80s, I was just starting Scandinavian, and there was a Swedish fiddler who came, and he was one of the first Swedish fiddlers who came to San Francisco area to teach. And he was in his 80s and didn't speak any English, and I was just beginning to learn Swedish. And he taught us a tune, and then the next day we came back and he played the tune again to review it. And he played it with a lot of different variations and different ornaments and different notes and going up for three notes instead of down for three notes. Little scales up instead of little scales down. And somebody said, but that's not how you played it. And somebody translated, and he says, there's no difference. No difference in how I played it, how you say I played it yesterday, and how I played it today. There's no difference.
Well, that's debatable, and I think. To some,
I think it's debatable, but that's how they think of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I say this, you know, if you're playing relatively the basic melody with some nuances in there, you can play that melody with anybody. The only time it becomes an issue is if you learned it wrong to begin with, and you've got weird notes in there that you shouldn't be playing. And it really depends on the melody. But I think, you know, again, that's the beauty about Irish music. You can go anywhere in the world. If you play the Fox Hunters reel, then and they know it, you'd be able to sit down and play it together.
Yeah. His music was like that, too. It's just that we had learned everything, or they had learned everything from recordings. Yeah, so they'd never heard any of these variations.
Right.
Yeah.
So, John, I have to say goodbye. I've got an appointment I've got to get to in half an hour, so... Lovely to see you. I will see you next week.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, it's early morning here, so the whole day is just starting. So
the next week is what's the date next week? What's that?
It'll be the 23rd. And I know last week there was talk of a Christmas Eve session. I don't know if that was deliberate or not.
That was my mistake. But the 23rd is my son's birthday. He'll be 29 on the 23rd. So but it's the day before Christmas Eve. So we can celebrate, you know.
Okay.
So
thank you, everyone. Thanks, John. It was wonderful again.
Have a great week.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
See you next time. I'll look for your email.
Okay. So I think, you know, when it comes to sessions, I don't want to get too off the beaten track here for playing, but, you know, I've done a lot of session workshops. In fact, I do a session workshop at Swan and Orr, if anybody's interested. I'll be doing that. It looks like it's going ahead. They said I just got the program in the mail. So I teach for a week. I teach a workshop on sessions. So the only thing I can say is that, you know, generally in a session, pick tunes that everybody knows for the most part. You know, you never, again, you know, there's going to be people that don't know the odd tune here and there. But it's quite easy for me to go to a session and play half the night and play tunes that nobody's ever heard before, you know. But that's really not the point of a session. And unfortunately, there are people that do that, that will go to a session and deliberately play tunes that nobody else knows, because it's really more about them than it is about the session. And so I always start off talking about my session by saying, make the music first. Regardless of your ability or where you are or what you're doing, let the music come first. Everything else, if you're going to grow into a budding, thriving musician and have a career, that will happen. You don't need to showcase at the session. Let the music be true to the music, and good things will happen for you in your career. That's what I tell a lot of people. So I go to the session and I'll play the Boys of Blue Hill and I'll play Saddle the Pony. I'll play, you know, a lot of the tunes we're playing here, because I want to play with people. That's the whole point, isn't it? You know? So anyway, just to throw that out there. And if you have somebody in your session that does that, then say something, you know? Don't be afraid to, don't hold back, because, you know, generally speaking, you know, if somebody's messing up your session, then the music loses first, right? The culture loses first. And second of all, you lose. And third of all, your community loses, all right? Because that session is going to dissipate and end, because people are not going to attend it. They're not going to keep it going. You might last for 3 or 4 months, but if you get somebody in your session that's messing it up every week or every other week or every month, it's not going to last very long. So anyway, enough of that. All right. Let's go back to, I guess we'll go back to jigs. So Lisa, where's Lisa? Let me go back to, I got to go back. Oh, there you are. I know the boxes keep moving around on me. It's like, you know, I get honed in on somebody and I know where they are. And then all of a sudden, people leave and the boxes all reshuffle.
Are you sure you want to play these two tunes right after what you just said?
What? I don't have them on my list. What did you put on the list?
It was a Hearn's Egg and one of that Patty Fahey's
that the one after the Hearn's Egg and the one after it?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So two really great jigs I got from the playing of Finbar Dwyer from Cork. So Hearn's Egg is not really a hugely popular session tune, but it should be. So we'll play it slow enough for you guys, so you guys should be able to learn this tune, and then we'll play it again sometime down the road. Two beautiful tunes there, aren't they? They're just fabulous, fabulous tunes. So
I really like that second jig.
Yeah, the second jig is lovely. So All right. So we got 15 minutes. So we got to make sure we get... But the Green Mountain. And got to remember how to... I think I've got the music. Somebody could remind me, too. The Torn Jacket. We're going to do the Green Mountain and the Torn Jacket. I don't know if I... Thank you. Thank you, Michael. All right, so what... Oh, yeah. What's the... Michael, what's the Green Mountain? I actually recorded this bloody tune, now I can't remember. I have a lot of fun with this tune, so... I do. I usually do, I do it sometimes in C. But I do the first part in C and the second part in D, just to mess around and confuse people. But I did this on the Coltus tour, the CCE tour in 1979, and I actually recorded the Green Mountain on the LP for the Coltus tour in 1979. See if I can remember these bloody tunes, right?
Thank you.
Lovely tune. All right. Well, we might get most of these done today, I think. So, the Black Rogue. I gotta get the music for that. Hopefully, I have it. It's like trying to remember passwords, right? You say, oh, you type it in and say, oh, you know, I'll save it later. I'll remember that, and then you forget. I change my password almost every other day on iTunes, because now I don't have the, somebody help me out with that. And then, what did I say, Trip to the Cottage?
Yeah.
All right, hang on a second now. Too many people. So, somebody, I don't know who it was now, maybe it was Jimmy, had a suggestion, and I think I might do it. I don't know what your feeling is, but I might do a record, a CD, a slow session CD.
Yeah, it was me, John, yeah.
So I'm thinking I'm going to do that probably starting in the new year. So if all you guys are on board, I can put it up on Bandcamp, and I'll do a physical CD too, maybe. It wasn't in my plan because I have two other CDs I'm supposed to be working on, but I think it would be, you know, fairly straightforward with just me in the box. Play some of these tunes that we've been doing, and you know, even though you have the recordings, I think it'd be nice to have the CDs. It'd be kind of more isolated, maybe a better quality recording overall. So, thanks for the idea, Jimmy.
All right, John.
So you're gonna buy 20 copies. I know that, right?
I have them ordered already, John. Yeah.
I already have them on pre-order.
That's it, right? Is that the one we're supposed to play? I can't hear it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the Black Room. Up.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
That's a great tune. I learned that one of Vincent Tye.
Oh yeah, it's I love it. Tye. You know, I played that tune for years, and then I completely forgot about it.
Yeah,
it just came into my head. It actually didn't really come into my head. I was going looking through the books. You know, I was looking through the books to pick tunes that I can't remember, but I know where I play. So I went through the O'Neill's book, and there it was. I said, "Oh my God, I used to play that all the time."
So, yeah, you cover a lot on the fingerboard on that one.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
All right, so why don't we finish off with Maud Miller and Malloy's, okay? And don't forget, please, to give a plug to the master session for Kevin Burke for Saturday and Boxing Day, with boxes on Boxing Day. I expect to see the box players there on Boxing Day. We need all the support we can get, you know. Because if there were fiddle players on Boxing Day, there would be 50,000 of them. But I might do a fiddle master session with fiddlers. I was thinking about doing one with singing. I know you're all musicians, but how do you guys feel about that? If I got like Neve Parsons or, you know, I'm going to have a couple of the guys from Dervish, so we could get... what's her name from Dervish? Kathy. We got Kathy and Neve together, and that would be something else, wouldn't it?
That'd be great. Kathy's crazy good.
Oh yeah, she's great, and she's a great personality too. So, but Neve, I've toured with Neve, and she's a riot. She is. But I've known Neve for a long, long time. So, anyway, thanks, sir, everybody, for being here, and thank you to those of you who threw a little in the tip jar. I appreciate it. And if you haven't and you feel like doing it, don't let me hold you back. So
thanks, John. Really enjoyed it.
We'll see you again next week. And I'm sorry about the discrepancies at the beginning with the tempo. Yes, and feedback. And if you think of tunes that you'd like to play, you know, don't go crazy. I don't want everybody sending me 20 tunes. But, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 tunes, if you want to email me, you know, let's play these. Then I'm open to that, as long as you think, you know...
Mark Kaufman, he lives in...
Common enough for everybody to play. Like I said, don't pick tunes that nobody knows. So.
Of course, I suppose Mark Kaufman.
All right?
Thanks, John.
All right.
Bless you.
Thanks, John.
See you. Hopefully, we'll see you all
next thank week, you.
The 23rd. I did this on my first LP, The Pride of Wexford, back in 1974.
No, thank you.
Everybody, thanks to Lisa for doing all the work and the emails and all that stuff, and Michael for doing the recordings and making sure that everybody gets a copy of the recording. We really appreciate the help, and I appreciate you guys being here. And I do hope I'll see you all next week. But if I don't, please have a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday for those of you who don't have a Merry Christmas. Have a good holiday. So.